segment is on vocabulary and terms, and know that one way to really kill an interest in science is to get hung up on jargon. Because people, it shows that you know what you're talking about, and it's so easy to test, and that's why teachers have to teach to the test. But please, always have in the back of your mind the curiosity of why things are the way they are, rather than just an answer. But here are a bunch of answers. So when you're talking about sort of the description of what you see, dip, slope, and profile are good words. The dip and the slope are really the angle of a layer. The profile is sort of, I don't think most people have to test the profile. It's really thinking like a mountain goat, and what do you have to go up and down? How about with faults? A broad term would be fractures. And then within the family of fractures, there are joints and faults. And so a fracture is a surface that's basically a crack. Most of the time it has resulted from tectonics. I may have to rethink that. But certainly when you see a fracture, sometimes there's been motion on both sides of the surface, and other times there hasn't. And a joint is just a surface, it's a long crack, not just, you know, just a, it's got, just a little crack isn't going to count as a fracture. But if it has no motion on it, it's called a joint. And if it has had motion on it, and it could be one side going up and the other side going down, or one going across it, or there are a variety of them, but that would be called a fault. And a fault is a feature, and it isn't necessarily on our surface. And so it isn't necessarily a landform. And therefore, we use the term scarp as the landform, which is the expression of the fault. Now, a scarp is just a lovely term. It can be used for any drop. So you can have a scarp that's along a stream, and you can have a scarp that's just steep on a hill, and you can have a scarp that's erosional. But you can have a fault scarp, and we have those in Tooele. And in fact, you've got the best scarps, I think, in the whole. Well, people will argue that the Wasatch Fault is bigger, bolder, badder, more impressive. You know, it is where Earth really accommodates change. But you've got the subtleties, and we'll talk about fault scarps in Tooele County. But what you see is a drop. So you see just the landform. And I'm sitting out near the Tooele Airport and in Erta, and boy, I'm just seeing scarps to the left of me, meaning to the east, and I'm seeing them to the, well, anyway, I'm distracting here. Okay, so the next one would be structures in terms of anticlines, synclines, and monoclines. And this probably isn't important for elementary school teachers, but for people who want to be able to describe what they're seeing, and anticline is where the two surfaces, the two layers, are against each other. Cline means angle, anti means against, and so they kind of look like a tent. So the high part is in the middle, and then layer on the both sides, versus a syncline. Once again, the word means cline, which means an angle, and syn means together. So the two sides are coming together, so they kind of are like a bowl, except it isn't a bowl. It's really an angles on both sides. And then a monocline is a little different than that, but we don't see a lot of those easily visible in Tooele County, and they kind of look just like a... And these three are associated with compressional tectonics. So let's talk about process. With respect to tectonics, tectonics is the study of crustal motions on Earth's surface. And, well, it isn't just Earth's surface, it's crustal motions. And for our purposes, we're thinking about compressional tectonics of the past in Tooele County, and extensional processes of the present. So compressional means that Earth's crust is needing to shorten, and extensional means that Earth's crust is needing to stretch. And then there's a word called transform, which can be either with compressional, extensional, it's sort of where things are at an angle. And then don't forget isostasy. I-S-O-S-T-A-S-Y means floats like an iceberg. And that has to do with what goes up and down as well as what is sideways. I hope that was helpful. We're in the basin and range. So basins are structural. They tend to be, they don't always have to be, but in Tooele County, today's basins of the basin and range are extensional features. The ranges also are extensional features. I know some of you aren't going to like that at all, but basically when you drop the valleys, you leave the ranges high. Don't confuse the past and the present. It's so frustrating, but you're going to be okay. So Tooele has tectonics of the past, heavy-duty compressional, and tectonics of the present, heavy-duty extensional. I hope that was helpful.